You're listening to SBS News.
From midnight on Sunday, Melburnians will be able to enjoy greater freedoms as further restrictions are lifted. Metropolitan residents will be permitted to travel up to 25 kilometres from their home under an expansion of the 5-kilometre travel limit. But the four essential reasons for leaving home still apply. It comes as Victoria records two new COVID-19 cases and zero deaths, the fifth consecutive day of single-digit infections. Victoria's Chief Health Officer, Professor Brett Sutton, acknowledges the changes come with risks.
They're high-stakes decisions, absolutely. Can never be complacent about them, and we're precautionary about them, but we're all on tenterhooks about how you manage each and every single case, knowing what the potential is, you know, when sometimes the transmission is not in an easily controlled setting. So yeah, we remain nervous, but I'm confident we're going in the right direction.
Outdoor gatherings of up to 10 people from two households will also be allowed, while the two-hour time limit for exercise will be scrapped. Outdoor sporting facilities, such as tennis courts, golf courses, and skate parks, will reopen, while up to 30 swimmers will be permitted in outdoor pools. State Health Minister Martin Foley says allied health services will also be able to provide in-person care, including one-on-one hydrotherapy sessions in indoor pools.
Allied health professionals who are currently on the permitted work premises list will be able to resume face-to-face routine care. That is so important when it comes to people with disabilities, people going through rehabilitation, and a whole range of other areas that those allied health professionals deal with. And I want to thank them for that work.
The government has also announced the return of hairdressers, real estate auctions and inspections, and non-essential home maintenance. But federal government ministers are pressuring Victoria to ease lockdown measures more quickly. The Minister for Industry, Science and Technology, Karen Andrews, has labelled Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews a lockdown leader.
We need people in Victoria to be able to get back to running their lives the way that they want to run their lives, rather than being told they need to stay indoors, that there are massive restrictions on their lives. I'm pretty clear, and the government is pretty clear, that we need to make sure that we live and work in the COVID environment, and that cannot be taking every opportunity by a state government to lock down, to close borders, to make it difficult, if not impossible, for people to get back to work.
But the Premier has fended off this criticism. Mr. Andrews admits the restrictions have impacted on people's lives, but says they were vital in tackling Victoria's outbreak.
Well, they do impact people's lives, but I tell you what they also impact. They also impact 725 cases becoming two. That's what they impact. And that means we've got opportunities that France doesn't have, most of the United States doesn't have, opportunities that England doesn't have. The list goes on and on. Victorians can be proud, optimistic, and more than hopeful.
Mr. Andrews is flagging a further relaxation of Melbourne's restrictions from midnight on the 1st of November. Under this step, residents will be allowed to leave home for any reason, and two people and their dependents will be able to visit another home once a day. Retail and beauty services will resume, while hospitality venues will be permitted seated customers and personal trainers up to 10 clients at a time. The cap on outdoor religious gatherings will increase to 20, while 10 people will be allowed at weddings and 20 at funerals. Mr. Andrews has hinted these measures could be enacted sooner than expected if infections remain low.
We are very confident that we, by the 1st of November, will be able to, almost as a default setting, proceed to open all the settings that I have listed today. However, if through the course of this week we see further low numbers and a sense of certainty in the stories and circumstances that sit behind each of those case numbers, there is an opportunity that we can bring forward the things that are scheduled for the 1st of November.
With case numbers much lower in regional Victoria, residents have been enjoying eased restrictions well ahead of Melbourne, with further changes to take effect. From midnight on Sunday, the regional household bubble will be scrapped, with residents permitted up to 2 visitors and their dependents per day. Regional hospitality venues will be able to increase their capacity to 70 people outdoors and 40 people inside. Libraries and toy libraries will reopen, while outdoor religious gatherings will increase to 20 people, and licensed tourism services that use open-air vehicles only are permitted to operate. Further changes have been planned for regional Victoria from midnight on the 1st of November. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.